It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. Our conversation about the possibility of a male birth control injection sent many of you to the keyboard. I'll bet millions of women are cheering and adding, "Welcome to my world," as all the issues of health effects, etc., begin to dawn on potential users. Hooray for science. That email from Anne Mine in California. We also talked about the right to refuse medical treatment last week. Audrey Wolf from Tacoma, Washington, wrote to share her story. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a slow-growing rectal cancer, which I've chosen not to treat. I know this illness will cause my death, and I'm comfortable with dying this way whenever the time finally arrives. My choice allows me time spent with friends instead of dawdling in waiting rooms, time for gardening and dog walks instead of lying on exam tables, time for naps and lazing on the lawn instead of recovering from unpleasant treatments. It's a path not chosen by many, but it works for me. Finally, we got a handful of emails about our conversation about political back and forth over the president's nominee for the Supreme Court. We reported that Sonia Sotomayor, if confirmed, would be the third woman on the court and the first Hispanic. David Rigby was among many who emailed to tell us that's not true. She will not be the first Hispanic justice, he wrote. That distinction belongs to Benjamin Cardozo. Well, Justice Cardozo took his seat on the High Court in 1932. He was a descendant of Sephardic Jews who emigrated to the United States from England and Holland, but his biographer, Andrew Kaufman, told us it's complicated.
The family legend is that the Cardozos came originally from Portugal, but there is no firm documentation about the particulars, although the name Cardozo is a fairly common name in Portugal and Brazil even today. Many Spanish would deny that Portuguese are Hispanic. Many Jews do not regard themselves as ethnically part of the European country they came from. Many Sephardic Jews, however, do regard themselves as ethnically Spanish and Portuguese. But so far as I know, whether one was Hispanic was not an issue for Cardozo in his day. I don't remember ever having run across the term in contemporary relevant writing.
Andrew Kaufman wrote the book Cardozo. He also teaches law at Harvard. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Susanna George, Dahlia Martinez, April Failing, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer, and she handles our web content. Our intern is Irene Wolf. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Nathan Bark, Kevin Waite, Sean Phillips, and Dennis Nielsen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. Ellen McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. Tomorrow, unless you were nibbling on Fig Newtons in ancient history class, you might not think of the ways that food and history go together. Tom Standage will take us through an edible history of humanity. Join us then. I'm Neil Conan, and this is Talk of the Nation from NPR News.